Good morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Chief Shane Tucker. He is the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Welcome back.
Hey, good to have you. Hey, I missed seeing you on Thursday. We were at Leadership Santa Rosa up in Milton and saw the dogs and saw the SWAT team and saw the sheriff. And, you know, I know somebody's got to run the business, right, while they're doing show and tell for us.
Somebody's got to mind the shop when everybody else is doing the fun stuff.
Absolutely. Hey, I did want to ask you, the dogs were competing last week. How'd the dogs wind up doing? I know you got Copper and Zinc doing the trail sniffing, and you got the new one, Nez, who's not out in the field, I don't think, yet, doing drug detection for the jail, but you know, how'd they do at the trials?
We were real proud of them. We came in first and third in the obedience section. We came in first in agility, in the top 20 dogs out of the competition. We held the 19, 18, and number 5 spot, and our corrections canine and our SRO canine came in top 3 in our narcotics detection.
Outstanding.
So, as always, we are just super proud of our canine guys and gals. They do a fantastic job.
No, that's great. And those dogs are adorable. I mean, that, you know, the humans could be talking, but nobody's paying attention to the humans when they're doing their demos.
That's right.
it's definitely cool. Hey, so I wanted to ask you, I know you've got a couple of things going on. One is you've got a missing person that's still active. Is that right?
We do, and we're certainly concerned, and we're asking for the public's help. We put out something last week asking for folks to give us a call if they know anything. Cynthia Hoover has been missing for going on a few weeks now, and it was reported to us initially after she'd been missing about 10 days. So we're really kind of behind the eight ball on that to begin with, and our investigators are working diligently to try to follow up on some leads, and so far we haven't located her, so if anybody knows where Miss Hoover is, please give us a call and help us bring her back to her family.
All right. Well, very good. Obviously, we hope for success in that. You guys also had an interference with the child custody case last week?
We did. We had another one of those. Those are getting all too common. On March 15th, late in the evening, our deputies were dispatched to a residence in Pace in reference to a missing child. The mother of the 16-year-old had gone out in the garage where the child was, and the child was gone. So the deputies came, and they began looking around, and they were led to a computer the child had been recently using, and they were able to determine that this child had been communicating with a 17-year-old from Georgia. So some more investigation revealed that the child had gone to the Gulfport, Mississippi area with that 17-year-old and his mother. She had come to Pace to pick the child up, and they went to Gulfport. So the 54-year-old woman is going to be facing felony charges of interference with custody.
Wow. Okay.
The child was recovered and is safe.
And, you know, I got a 16, a 14, and a 12. You tell me these stories, just, you know, it's frightening stuff. Keep an eye on your kids, right?
Sure is.
All the time. And,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, keeping an eye on your kids includes their devices. Every aspect of their devices.
100%. 100%. One of the reasons these cases seem so much more prevalent these days is because kids have access to these devices that are putting them in contact with these predators.
Yeah, and I think you were the one who said it a couple of weeks ago, you wouldn't put a loaded gun in your kid's hand without supervision. Why do you give them an internet without supervision?
Absolutely.
It just doesn't.
Absolutely.
You guys also have made some progress, I think, in the catalytic converter rash of thefts you guys have been looking into?
We have, as a matter of fact. We've got a suspect, and I need to follow up on that this morning, but I know criminal charges are forthcoming in relation to that, if they have not already been filed. I'll have to follow up on that and get back with you. But, yeah, I do anticipate some positive movement on that here shortly.
All right, very good. Oh, and one thing, I know Highway 87 has become a concern, but Avalon solving that has been the issue with the announcement that you guys were going to perform, you know, ticketing and arrests of people driving recklessly. I'll tell you, we were biking over on Garcon Point on Saturday, and we made the turn around a corner coming through a subdivision, and there was one of your officers in a white unmarked had somebody pulled over. How is enforcement going on the on Avalon?
Well, I suppose that depends on who you ask, Andrew. As far as we're concerned, it's going terrific. Our deputies have been working hard. They've been assigned to we have a specific deputy assigned to each end of the bridge, probably over 200 traffic stops. a whole bunch of tickets, a handful of arrests, you know, and this as that kind of targeted enforcement, I think that in that instance is going to be required to slow people down and to save lives, quite frankly. So we think it's been a smashing success so far, and we're going to continue to do that as long as it bears that kind of fruit.
Well, I think we all hope for a time when you don't feel that stretch of road is necessary to patrol as aggressively anymore, but until that time comes, we're glad that you're keeping it safe for the people who have to endure that every day. Chief Deputy Shane Tucker at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for keeping us safe, sir. I appreciate the work.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.